That was why somebody started this informal dance contest. Almost everybody in the room got involved. Men danced with women. Some women danced with each other. A couple of guys started to dance with each other, but they weren't serious, just trying to get a laugh, which they did to the open annoyance of their female companions. Most people couldn't really dance. They just moved around the room in approximate time to the music. But there were two noticeable exceptions. A tall, rather heavy-set, dignified Native American woman with a pleasant face, and a local middle-aged Yahoo with a mild Milwaukee tumor hanging over his silver and turquoise Longhorn belt buckle. Yahoo is a term for someone, usually male, who after two or three drinks is given to waving his big hat and hollering Yahoo for no apparent reason. What set these two apart from the rest of the crowd was that they could dance. Not with each other, because in this setting and at the time, Yahoos and Native Americans didn't usually mix, but these two could really move around. Each of them had steps that made spectators talk in semi-hushed, admiring tones. The only problem was that they both had mediocre to poor partners, and the contest was for couples only.